You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Well, remember when we were kids, we always got scraped up from time to time, didn't we? I mean, we always, you know, we'd come home and stuff, and it was interesting because if Mom pulled out the Bactine, then it was okay. But, you know, if she got the Mercurochrome, that means it was going to hurt, right? And it was, always remember that. I just wanted to bring up the about the old side. But now, the reason I'm saying that is because the nation that discovered penicillin is now opting to use food ingredients as a wound cleaner in hospitals. This is real, all right? It's in the UK. If you didn't give it, and they have been doing this trial and seeing major success. You will not believe. Well, when I tell you what it is, you probably will if you're kind of old school. I've been thinking about doing it. You know, it's a combination, and I don't know what medicinal grade honey is. I have no idea. But that's what it is. And food grade vinegar. So you just go to the store, get vinegar, or get honey. Thank you very much. And you've got something that will kill the germs you can put on a wound. I guess the honey has biofilms that can cover wounds thanks to a property that allows them to bind very close to fresh. I don't know if people were like studying the honey and the vinegar and stuff like that or what happened to get them to do that. But, I mean, it's been used since the Roman days. And it's been recorded in history about that. And it's more than just wound cleaning, apparently. Manuka honey, they call it, for example. Can clear bacterial infections that plague those with cystic fibrosis. I'd be out there getting me some honey.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
A little bit of news in the health department there. I was kind of surprised, as probably you were. You know, Celine Dion, the incredible singer, French-Canadian singer, was diagnosed, I don't know, a couple of years ago with a disease. I never even heard of it. And when they said, this isn't the scientific name, but it's called stiff person syndrome, I thought, what in the world? You got to be making that up. Your muscles start to stiffen, and your whole body will get like that, and there's nothing you can do about it. What? So Celine Dion's sister, Claudette, has been giving everybody an update kind of through a newspaper in Montreal, and she said, you know, they've been working with the top, quote, the top researchers in the field, but have seen little improvement. Okay, I guess it was back in December, so it wasn't that long ago, you know, less than a year. And I was thinking, yeah, I imagine that Celine Dion would get the top people, you know, they would want to work for her, want to find something, right? You're kind of thinking, I would probably just be lost, be a number, maybe. You know, that's kind of the way life is. And I thought, man, isn't it a good thing that God isn't like that? No matter who you are, you can be rich and powerful. You can be living in a sewer pipe in India somewhere, you know, and God loves you just as much and wants to see your well-being just as much. It's kind of hard to fathom with our little human minds, as complicated and incredibly wonderful as they are. You try to a concept of God's love for you is off the charts, unimaginable. It's amazing. Just enjoy that today, right? Okay.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
Well, today is National Lighthouse Day. I come from the state with the tallest lighthouse, Cape Hatteras. I've seen it a lot of times. I've never been in it. Although my dad and I went to, I think it was, I don't know, some island, one of those Outer Banks. They have a lighthouse. We went to go see it one morning. By the time we got to the door of the lighthouse, the mosquitoes were eating us alive like we were the Wright brothers. And we took off, went back to the car, went and got breakfast. This is amazing. But, you know, up and down the Hudson River, I mean, there's starting at the Little Red Lighthouse right near the George Washington Bridge. You don't even notice it. Then you got Sleepy Hollow, Stony Point, of course, where the Esopus comes out. Rondell, right here in Kingston, Saugerties Lighthouse. up near Saugerties. Saugerties, right. And then finally, the Hudson Athens Lighthouse. Yeah, where the Catskill Creek comes out. I was trying to think, right? They're just fascinating. And, of course, very famous quote from a wonderful man, D.L. Moody. Incredible history he had himself. He said, "We are told to let our light shine, and if it does, we don't need to tell anybody it does." D.L. Moody said, "Lighthouses don't fire cannons to call attention to their shining. They just shine."
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The sound of life.
I just want to give you a little report on the encounter at the farm at Twin Ponds on the farm there. My first time visiting there, although the sound of life has been there different times. Beautiful place. And you got to hand it to 12th Rock. They're the ones in out of Middletown that kind of youth ministry. They're specialized in getting kids to do activities. Really, really impressive. I mean, we had over 300 kids there. That's very impressive. Thanks, kids, for coming. Sure do appreciate you guys. Wow. And so, so refreshing to see them. It was really pretty cool. And I was thankful that we could play a little part just being there and observing and having our little wheel of prizes, you know, stuff. So it was neat. And as they did different activities during the day, it was very cool. It was funny because, you know, the end highlight, besides the hamburgers and hot dogs, thank you, was the mud run, which I did not do. We're talking about a sanctioned, I don't know, it's had to be 3 miles, but nowadays it was 3K, 5K, I don't know, whatever it is. But it was a sanctioned run, and they have an obstacle course in the beginning, which they would be glad to help you through. That was some of those little kids, it was something. And then they ran through the cornfield, and then they got down on the backside of the farm, and that's where they got the mud. And you have to, basically what you do is you have to crawl military style using your elbows under a net. And that's where you get all muddy and stuff. But then I went down and I saw the young man who was working with the tires. You have to flip the tires. Oh, I said, by the time they get here, I would just curl up in one of them. That's what I would do. But they're very amazing warriors. It's something that's been going, this mud run thing has been going on for years. It's pretty incredible. And I thought it was funny because I asked a bunch of the kids individually. I said, "You're going to be in the mud run there." "Oh, yeah, yeah." They had 80 kids. And I said, "Do you know how long it is?" "Nope." Just like, "You know what you have to do?" "Nope." The bravery of the youngsters is incredible.
Amen.
It's amazing.
Amen.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
I've been watching a lot of baseball lately because it's been on some channels that I can get, like Apple and Prime and stuff, you know. It's been pretty amazing. Kind of phenomenal. I go, like, weeks at a time because I watch the Yankees. And I know all the Mets fans are like, "What are you, nuts?" I mean, you know, Mets are all over television. But anyway, it was an incredible story that happened back in 1982, it was on August the 8th, all right? So, probably should talk about it tomorrow. No, 1982, a line drive foul ball, which is a very common occurrence. Now they have a lot of places that have nets up to keep that from happening. And it was at Fenway Park, too. Sat right there before, believe it or not, Jim Rice. Just realized in a flash, because he's the one that hit a fly ball, and it hit this kid, right? And that, you know, that's just like, nobody wants to see that. And he realized that it would take the EMTs too long to arrive. You know what he did? He cut through the crowd, sprang out of the dugout, the player, and went and scooped that boy up. I guess his parents are like, "Okay, you know what you're doing, Jim." And he laid the boy gently on the dugout floor, and the Red Sox medical team began treatment on him. When the boy arrived at the hospital 30 minutes later, the doctors said without a doubt that his prompt actions saved that boy's life. Jim Rice. He came back in the blood game. Came back in the ball game with a blood-stained uniform. Imagine that. That's a real badge of courage. He visited the boy in the hospital, and he realized the family was of modest means. He stopped by the business office on the way out, and he said, "I want that bill sent to me."
Shazam.
Something?
Man. You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.